This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Ethiopian government marked the one-year anniversary of fighting between its forces and rebels in the northern Tigray region by suggesting its military is nearing victory. Amid urgent global appeals for a ceasefire to the escalating violence, the government said in a statement on Facebook that the Tigray's People's Liberation Front and its puppets are being encircled by our forces. Tigrayan forces, however, say they are advancing on the capital, Addis Ababa, and that it could fall within months or even weeks. The Ethiopian government declared a six-month state of emergency Wednesday and called on residents to defend their neighborhoods if rebels arrive in the capital. The year-long conflict has plunged about 400,000 people in the Tigray region into famine, killed thousands of civilians, and forced more than 2.5 million people in the north to flee their homes, according to the United Nations. Sudan's Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan agreed in a phone call with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday on the need to accelerate the formation of a government, according to his office. The announcement comes just over a week after the military coup of General al-Burhan, who has led the country since 2019. The general discussed, or rather dissolved, the government on October 25th, arrested civilian leaders, and declared a state of emergency in the country. After the coup, protesters clashed with security forces, leaving at least 12 people dead and hundreds injured, according to a committee of pro-democracy doctors. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Portugal's president announced Thursday that he is dissolving parliament and calling a snap election on January 30th following the minority socialist government's defeat in a key vote on post-pandemic plans to spend billions in European Union funding. The announcement in a televised address to the nation was widely expected. President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa had previously said Portugal would go to the ballot box 2 years ahead of schedule if the government's 2022 state budget proposal was rejected by Parliament, which happened last week. The ballot will elect 230 lawmakers to Parliament, where political parties then decide who forms a government. About 84 million Americans who work at companies with 100 or more employees will need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th of next year, or get tested for the virus weekly under the government's rules issued on Thursday. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration regulations will force the companies to require that unvaccinated workers test negative for COVID-19 at least once a week and wear a mask while in the workplace. The rules set up potential legal battles along partisan lines between states and the federal government, with several states and Republican governors threatening to sue, contending that the administration lacks the power to make such sweeping mandates under emergency authority. Officials believe the new requirements will go a long way toward ending a pandemic that has killed more than 750,000 Americans. The European Union's drug regulator, the European Medicines Agency, said Thursday it will accelerate its review of U.S. pharmaceutical company Merck's COVID-19 pill, the same day Britain became the first nation to approve the oral treatment. In a briefing with reporters, the EMA headquarters in The Hague, the EMA head of the vaccine strategy, said the agency was ready to give advice to individual EU member states so they can make the pill available for emergency use ahead of the EMA authorization. Earlier Thursday, Britain's Medicine and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency approved the oral treatment. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are not scheduled to consider the drug for approval until later this month. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.